Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 minutes. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Today is Friday, the 21st of May, 2021. Starting in Asia today, in Israel and Palestine, a ceasefire has been agreed. Israel's government and Hamas, who controls Gaza, both announced a ceasefire last night after 11 days of fighting. Cross-border attacks started last Monday when Hamas fired rockets from Gaza into Israel in response to Israeli police occupying a mosque in Jerusalem. Over 200 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli airstrikes. According to the Gaza Health Ministry, most were civilians. However, according to Israel, most were Hamas militants. Hamas has sent thousands of rockets into Israel since last Monday, and the rockets have killed 11 civilians. Israel is able to destroy around 85% of the rockets fired into Israel. Yesterday, the United Nations held a General Assembly meeting about the conflict. UN Chief Antonio Guterres said that the fighting must stop immediately.
The past 10 days have witnessed a dangerous and horrific surge in deadly violence in the occupied Palestinian territory, particularly Gaza and in Israel. The fighting must stop immediately.
The ceasefire is expected to start this morning. In India, Cyclone Takhte is expected to have killed over 100 people this week. Most of the deaths have been in the state of Gujarat, and damage has been recorded in many Indian states, as well as in the Maldives and Pakistan. Khadija Tahir reports on a ship that sank close to Mumbai.
The Indian Navy has recovered the bodies of 37 people from a boat that sank after Cyclone Takhte hit on Monday. Almost 260 people were on the boat when the cyclone hit the Bombay High oil field near Mumbai, where India's largest offshore oil rigs are located. A spokesperson for the Navy confirmed that 38 people are still missing, while 188 people have been rescued. The survivors spent nearly 8 hours at sea before they were rescued. Cyclone Takhte hit India on Monday with winds of almost 210 km per hour and has killed dozens of people in the states of Gujarat and Maharashtra.
Africa. In Spain, more soldiers have been sent to the border with Morocco on the African enclave of Ceuta. At least 8,000 migrants crossed into Ceuta illegally this week, mostly by swimming around the Moroccan border. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has criticised Morocco for not trying to protect the border. Spain says that 3/4 of migrants have been returned to Morocco. In Kenya, a new port welcomed its first cargo ships yesterday. The Lamu port cost $3 billion and is hoped to improve trade for northern neighbours Ethiopia and South Sudan. Ethiopia has announced that elections will be held on the 21st of June. Elections have been delayed twice before because of the coronavirus pandemic and logistical problems. Europe. Iceland has hosted an international conference on the Arctic. The amount of ice in the Arctic has been slowly reducing since records began in the 1970s. Most scientists say that human-caused climate change is the reason that Arctic ice is melting. During the summit, the Secretary of State of Russia and the United States met for the first time. Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin are expected to meet in person somewhere in Europe next month. In France, a group of women have won a court case over dangerous breast implants. 2,700 women will receive compensation after a French company was found to be using silicone that was not intended for human use. Americas. In Colombia, protests are continuing against the government. Protests started 3 weeks ago against a tax reform that the government later dropped. Yesterday, a health reform was also abandoned, which appears to be another win for the protesters. 40 people have died in protests in the last 3 weeks, according to human rights groups. And in the United States, three witnesses have testified in court about the Tulsa massacre 100 years ago. Viola Fletcher, who is 107, said that she could still smell the smoke from the day in 1921 that a mob of white people attacked black homes and businesses in the city of Tulsa.
The night of the massacre, I was awakened by my family. I will never forget the violence of the white mob when we left our home. I still see black men being shot. I still smell smoke and see fire.
That's your world news for this week. You can send us a message or comment on any news story by email to podcast@send7.org, or you can send an audio message for us to play on the podcast at send7.org. Please help to support us by leaving a review or talking about us on social media. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Send7Podcast. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Have a great weekend, and I will see you on Monday.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.